Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Shane and I'm a missionary at Damascus where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. When Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. He said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" They answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" They replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. Wow, this reading is almost like a punch to the face. So probably a lot of believers, even people who are currently listening, like believe in the baptism of repentance, yes, and are like baptized in Jesus, but like they don't accept all that that means. Like they don't fully accept that like the Holy Spirit has come upon them. They actually like don't even let like the Holy Spirit move and breathe in them. You know, Paul lays his hands on them and that's more akin to the sacrament of confirmation. But still, like the Holy Spirit is our friend. The Holy Spirit is with us always. Literally the reason why Jesus ascended, and he says it in the Gospels, is so that he can send the advocate, the helper, so that he can send his Spirit. But we walk around and we like maybe believe in Jesus a lot or a little, or like believe that Jesus died for us, maybe. But what about the advocate? What about the Holy Spirit? What about the one who literally dwells inside of us? Who, it's in the name. He's advocating for us. He's helping us. Like, I'll be honest, it took me a few years to actually fully encounter the Holy Spirit. Like, I was baptized my sophomore year of high school, received confirmation and First Communion my junior year, but I wasn't really living with Holy Spirit until years later. Like, it wasn't until somebody like really showed me who Holy Spirit is. And so I hope today that I can do that for you. Because the Holy Spirit is my best friend. The Holy Spirit is the person that I turn to first before like anything. Whenever any situation happens, I'm like, "Holy Spirit, what? Like, wait, hold on." Like, yes, like also sometimes I'll like flip around in the Trinity. Like sometimes it's Father, sometimes it's Jesus. But a lot of the time it's Holy Spirit. And I'm just like, "Holy Spirit, like, what am I supposed to do?" I just like whisper prayers to him whenever something is hard. Literally when I'm working out, I'm praying to Holy Spirit to like overcome the literal challenge of choice that working out is. And he always gives me strength when I need it. He always comes so gently. He comes on the wind. Like, yes, he comes in like crazy gusts. He comes in tongues of fire. But he also comes in the still small voice because he's speaking to us always. And sometimes we don't even know he's speaking because it sounds like our voice, or we just like attribute like random thoughts in our head to just be that. But actually, Holy Spirit is speaking to us about our situations in life. Holy Spirit is just trying to tell us, "Hey, watch out. Hey, this is a pitfall. Hey, this person needs you." The Holy Spirit is the advocate. That's why the Acts of the Apostles just constantly is about Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Like, I don't know if this is real or not, but I could swear that I've once heard that the Acts of the Apostles is also the gospel of the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is alive. He's moving in us. And it's a tragedy that Holy Spirit has left, or this idea of Holy Spirit has left our normal every day. So like, I challenge you, I encourage you, like, get on your knees and just ask for more Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit to just come and speak to you, to show you how he speaks to you, because he is speaking. And he will always do it in a way that makes sense to you, that is comfortable to you, so that you can understand and beyond a shadow of a doubt, know and trust that Holy Spirit is helping you, that Holy Spirit wants your good. Come, Holy Spirit. This has been a scripture reflection on the Acts of the Apostles. Again, my name is Shane. And to learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.